Challenges with a dry bean harvest. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Don Morishita, the Kimberley Center superintendent and also a weed scientist at the University of Idaho, told me that historically, the way that beans have been harvested here in Idaho, they are actually undercut and then put in a windrow, and then they dry down, and then followed by a grower who will come in with a harvester that has a pickup unit on it that will pick up these beans that are in a windrow. Don points out that this process does not come without its challenges.
With dry beans, and pinto beans in particular, the varieties that exist now, the pods tend to hang really close to the ground, and so it makes it a real challenge to be able to direct cut them. But there's some evidence that shows that if you start crowding these beans together, they'll actually grow up a little bit taller, more upright, and the pods will consequently be a little further off the ground so that you could actually come in and harvest it directly with a combine, with a cutter on a combine. There are some farmers who are trying this, who have been trying to do this, and have said that they've had some pretty good results with it. But there are always a few little questions. What should I do for weed control and some other things? These increased populations might affect the incidence of disease, as well as the quality of the beans, you know, size of the beans themselves. So
other dry bean farming studies being conducted by Don focus on the effects of seeding rates and herbicides in an effort to reduce competition from weeds and the effects of tillage on weed control and yields. David Sparks.